get the fuck out of the booth!
I've been in this cave the whole time!
Now, goddammit, okay. I'm not fucking with you!
Come on, this way!
I'm coming, goddammit, what do you think? I give you the whole...
We do something about this music?
Man, we're working on it. We're looking for the guy.
You from Homicide? You better see this.
Yeah, all right.
Get this thing off of me! Get this thing off of me! Get
him out of here now!
Get him out of here now!
Come on, I want to hear it again. Come again.
You heard nothing strange. You saw nothing strange.
No.
No.
He asked me if I was married. And I could see he had a gun in his hand.
Where was the girl?
The what? What?
The girl, the prostitute, where was she?
Someone comes to your establishment. They want to go downstairs, they want to get a little ooh-la-la, whatever. They got to come to you, yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't see anyone with a package, a knapsack, something under their arm.
Hey, everybody that comes in there has got a package under their arms. Some guys are carrying suitcases full of stuff.
She was just sitting on the bed.
Who tied her down? You or him?
Do you like what you do for a living? These things you see?
No. No, I don't. But that's life, isn't it?
He had a gun, and he made it happen. He made me do it. He put that thing on me. And he made me wear it. Then he told me to fuck her. And I did. I fucked her. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, he had a gun in my mouth. The fucking gun was in my throat. Fuck!
I'm standing here. You make the move. You make the move. It's your move.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
You're talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking? You're talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Are you talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. So you must be talking to me.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Welcome back, everyone. As you can see, a capacity crowd on hand at the event center at Casper, Wyoming. A big week for World Championship Wrestling. Not only do we have Nitro here tonight, we have the Clash of the Champions on our sister station, TBS, coming up this Thursday, live from Denver, Colorado at 8:05 Eastern Time. As you know, it'll be Hulk Hogan and the Nature Boy Ric Flair during that match. We do understand that we are having some guests here at ringside at this time. Sting and Lex Luger are coming out.
Well, let's find out where they were when Hall and Nash hit the scene here.
All right, let's give them a microphone. Here, Melinda, let me hand those to these two guys. Guys, obviously you got something you want to say. Go ahead.
We hate to break the rules and bust in here, but we're sick and tired of following the rules. I'm not spending another sleepless night after what happened last night. Isn't that right, Stinger? How about a little challenge here? Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that makes two of us that will not have one more sleepless night. Everybody's talking about a controversy that happened in Sturgis. We don't care about controversy. What we want to do is clear it up right here, right now.
Wait a minute. You're making a challenge for right now?
Oh, wait a minute.
They want the. They're in the ring.
Well, they're in the ring now, but where were they at Hog Wild when we needed them?
They were in the ring at Hog Wild, Larry, against the Outsiders. And now, as you can see in the ring, and the fans are standing here, they want Hall, they want Nash, they want them right now. They got the microphone again.
Well, at least that's the manly thing to do.
They're calling them out. They want it tonight on Nitro. Hey, let's do it. I'm ready for it.
Well, I'm ready for it. That's what happens.
Go
when
ahead. You have a hard time.
If the NWO... If the NWO has any guts, they'll show up to the ring right here, right now!
A challenge has been laid down. A challenge has been made by Sting and Lex Luger. There you see the fans, what they feel about it. In the midst of what the NWO did to WCW at Hog Wild, a stand has been made here, Larry.
Well, the challenge has been made. The New World Order took its best shot at Hog Wild. Let's see, but it was calculated. Let's see if they have the guts. This is a manly thing. I'm proud of this. At least these two guys got the guts to come out and lay out the challenge. I don't smell the New World Order yet.
Well, let's take a look and see if they're coming out. See if they will answer this challenge. Sting's got the microphone once again.
Surprised.
Well, neither am I.
It comes as no surprise to me. You pick your spots, don't you? It's even 2-on-2 right now. Show up!
Man, the only thing I can say, if they don't show up right now, we will continue to try to see if they'll...
Go ahead and bring the baseball bats if you want.
I still don't smell them coming out yet.
Hopefully they will show up within the course of this program. And ladies and gentlemen, we will have more action live on Nitro. The challenge has been made. Come on back with us. Anything can happen live from Casper, Wyoming.
Describing what we gon' do, it's me and you on the front line. Blaze, I'm on the front page, the belt held high. You must have ran out of time. And even though the rules have changed, I keep the hands up with my tools engaged.
The system wants to lock me down in a place where love can't be found, just frowns on my face. Life's a battle and I never run from it. Veteran of war, shit, I done it. It's not a game for cats with weak stomachs. The strong survive and weak speak on it. He don't want it, so throw in the towel. Here comes the hook, watch out now.
What you say? We can't put this off another day. Lock and low, cock ready to go. Stop the show, hot, ready for more. I'm ready for whatever you bring in the dough. Ain't no clenching, I'm digging them when I'm close. Hey, so what about the stick and what about the move? And I'm focused this time. I was loved and put aside. Locked away for too much
time. Time has come today.
Midsection, dash for breath. Who's the champ? The last man left. I slayed the rest. You couldn't win if you paid the rest. Your guard is weak, so I cave your chest. I'm hard to beat like heart trouble. Hit like earthquakes, turn hard rocks to rubble.
And yo, it's about that time to get down with him. One up, bang, I'll even around with him. I got him on the ropes. You feeling it, dog? Well, holla at your folks. Tell your trainer that I'm hurting you. And your cut, man, really got some work to do. Get it on, ain't no way to excuse it. This is fight music.
Time has come today.
Me and you, come on.
Time has come today.
About that time. Mine always mine.
Time has come today.
And we both know.
Time has come today.
No, it won't be the same.
Time has come today.
Star one go fight back.
Time has come today.
Nah, I don't get down like that.
Time has come today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the special stipulations for this World Television Championship contest. First, there will be no disqualifications allowed. And secondly, manager Paul E. Dangerously will be suspended in the tiny steel cage. He will be suspended over the ring area.
And the officials are here to escort Mr. Dangerously to the cage where he will be retained during the duration of this contest.
I think personally it stinks, Ross. I mean that a man of Dangerously, the position this guy holds as head of the Dangerous Alliance, and he has to be put physically into a cage.
Well, here's constant interference. He and that telephone got him in trouble, and now he's paying for it. Austin is a tremendous wrestler, with or without Paul E. Dangerously, but this will ensure that this contest stays one-on-one, and as the old cliche goes, may the better man win.
Big chop right there, back to the midsection. Headlock and takeover, and Steamboat again controlling the action, Ross.
There you see Paul E. Dangerously, far, far away from the action in that cage, hanging high above the ring.
Well, I'll say this, if there's a way out of that cage, Paul E. will find it, but I don't think that there is.
And now it's time for Church Chat.
Hello again, I'm the church lady and this is Church Chat. Well, we have been getting just gads of letters and lots of mail, and I'd like to share one in particular with you. Chuck Oliver of Redwood City, California writes to me. He says, "Dear church lady, I sometimes think you don't want to listen to anyone's opinion but your own." Well, Chucky, I can't hear you. All righty, I think we both feel better now. Well, my first guest is an accomplished actress and best-selling author. Please welcome Shirley MacLaine. Welcome, Shirley. Welcome. Shirley, I'd like to ask you, in your book, Out on a Limb, you said the phrase, "I am God." What did you mean?
Well, church lady, you see, I believe that God is within everyone. I believe that you are God, the cameraman is God, and by that same token, you see, I am God.
Well, isn't that special? Shirley, I'm sorry, but I don't think the Heavenly Father is a sassy little redhead.
Come on, that's not what I mean, and you know that.
Oh, we're a bit feisty today, aren't we?
You know, church lady, you and I are actually very similar in our beliefs. Actually, I believe that Jesus and Buddha and Muhammad were all great spiritual leaders.
So you give Muhammad and Buddha equal billing with Jesus. Well, who helped you with your little ideas, Shirley? Who could it be? Oh, I don't know. Satan? All righty. I think we finished with you. We have enough time. Okay. Bye-bye, Cheryl. Okay. All righty. Well, then, tomorrow is the Super Bowl. A harmless recreational event or a vicious satanic death ritual? You be the judge. Now, I don't watch football, of course, because it's on the Sabbath. But apparently, in football, large, sweaty men collide at a high rate of speed to the apparent delight of onlookers. And the fans scream like little beastmasters, drink beer and spit up. Well, isn't that special? Well, tomorrow is the Satan Bowl, and oh, what a dodo head I am sometimes. The Super Bowl. How could I make such a mistake? The Super Bowl. And therefore, my next guests are professional football players. Please welcome Joe Montana and Walter Payton. Well, now then, you both certainly are large, tight buttocked men. I'd go as far as to say you're oversized men, big men.
Well, thank you, church lady. You know, I can't speak for Walter, but I enjoy being a big man.
I do too, Joe. And just knowing that I could kill the average man walking down the street with my bare hands just makes me smile.
Well, what a lovely little thought, Wally. Thanks for sharing that with us. All righty. Now, Joey, you are what is called, I believe, a quarterback. Now, what do you do?
Well, I run the offense.
Now, how does that work?
Well, the center snaps the ball.
Oh, is that when a heavy-set gentleman squats down and passes the pigskin between his thighs, where your hands are nestled near his bulbous naughty place?
Well, that's one way of putting it. Then I try to complete a pass to a tight end who usually goes deep and long, and hopefully we score.
Now, do I hear you correctly, Joey? You make a pass at a tight end who likes to go deep and long, and this is how you score.
That's correct.
Well, isn't that special? Now, Wally, you are what is called, I believe, a running back. Now, what do you do?
Well, I try to penetrate any opening I can find.
certainly know how to paint a picture with words, don't we, Wally? Now, after this event, I noticed you men like to place your large hands near the firm, round bottom of a teammate and perform a series of slapping motions.
Oh, well, that's just our way of saying nice going.
Well, I'll bet it is, Joey. You must enjoy that very much. Yeah. All righty, now, some viewers accuse me, believe it or not, of not being a very good sport. But I have agreed today to a friendly little game of football.
Yeah, that's right, because Walter and I thought that your viewers would enjoy a little demonstration.
All righty, let's do it. Okay. Now, first of all, children at home, do not attempt this without adult supervision.
Okay. Now, you snap the ball to me, go out for a pass, and Walter will try to cover you.
Okie dokie. I squat like this. Joey, I don't know if this is a ladylike position. Oh! Now, Joseph, don't get fresh.
I'm sorry, church lady, but, you know, I couldn't help myself.
All righty, just don't let it happen again. Okay, Joey, here comes Mr. Football. Here he comes. Okay, Wally, I'm gonna fake you out. I may go this way, or I may go this way. I just don't know. Oh, you don't know either. Oh, look, it's Satan.
Where does he go?
Hit me, Joey, hit me. Jesus. Give me five.
Nice play, church lady.
I know when you boys make a nice play, you do a little dance. And, well, at night, right before I go to bed, if I've defeated Satan that day, I like to do a little superior dance. Join me, boys.
If they ever had like an ethnic IQ test, you know the Chinese gonna win. Right? Any motherfucker eat with two sticks has got to win. You ever try to be fucking with them sticks, like, you could starve to death, a lot of this shit. They be starving in India and won't eat them cows.
Mother says it's a religion.
If I lived in India, Jack, I'd wait till about 3 in the morning. When there wasn't nobody around, Jack, and get me a 2x4, I'd be out there in the street, I'm like, I said, we're gonna eat tonight, baby. What about the reincarnation? I said, I'll worry about that shit when I get back. I'm hungry tonight. You know what I wanted to tell you about a Chinese restaurant I went in, and I heard the funniest shit that I'd ever heard in my life was a Chinese person that stuttered. I had never heard a Chinese person stutter in my life, Jack. And this motherfucker was all into it. He done my lunch. And his friends was trying to help his ass. I'm like, don't you worry. That motherfucker was still on my Chinese people be fucking with you. I think it's cause niggas order everything on the menu. I know my friends do when we go to the restaurant. Niggas be talking about, you got any pork fried duck? Some chop suey chitlins? I got one friend, he always orders biscuits and shit. You got any biscuits back in that motherfucker? I'm gonna slap up this chop suey. I ain't leaving shit. The nigga drinks the hot mustard. Name David, he just drink the mustard, David.
Yeah, that shit hot, but ain't like in Louisiana.
Chinese people bring a bill to your ass, too. Right? You say, $48 for what? You know, and they always get smooth. Yeah. You'll have 2 lots of pork or something. 1 imperial soup a Cantonese or something. And if you really don't understand, they send that stuttering motherfucker over there to explain to you. Bitch, you just throw your money out to here, motherfucker. Take some. Leave me the fuck alone. I always ask for the check before I'm finished and make them mad, right? Like, you got 2 more dishes. Say, man, I can't eat no more of this shit. You order shit, you ain't shit. You know people in Mississippi starving? Who you think you are, Buster Brown?
Yeah. girlfriend takes collect calls from the road. And it doesn't seem to matter that I'm lacking in the folds. She laughs at my dumb jokes when no one does. She brings me Mexican food from Sombrero just because. And when I feel like giving up, like my world is falling down,
about 2-3 hours, you'll hit the Emerald City. Tell them I sent you, they'll take great care of you. Nice meeting you.
But I want to go with you.
What? On a witch hunt? No, you're just a little girl.
I'm not as delicate as I look.
That didn't hurt.
I'm coming with you.
Listen, we have one rule in show business. Never work with kids or animals. I'm already working with this thing. Relax. The answer's no. Oh, no. Don't do that. You're fine.
You're gonna leave me alone.
Look, you're fine.
On a rope. In the middle
of nowhere. All you have to do is take the yellow brick road. You'll get there. It's crying again. What do I do? Oh, no. Off. Come on. Off. Off of there.
Please let me go.
Get off.
Yeah.
No, get off of there. No dolls on the witch hunt.
Please.
Fine.
Let me go.
Fine. You want to come? Come. We'll all go. It'll be a big party.
Great. Let's go kill ourselves a witch.
So soft, we wouldn't wanna break the eggs as we walk. Never alone, cautious, afraid. I hear the voice of reason on the PA. Leave it alone, follow the train. We couldn't stop the irresistible force. Leave it the same. Change with the leaves. Ringing in the sheets, ringing in the old. Leave it alone. Da na 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 na. Da na 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 na. Da na 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 na. Da na. Na
On the reflexes.
Something in this world. Star. I am a big, bright, shining star.
Take me through